What up, Gooners? Type in those prompts and save them straight to your taxes folder, because today we're diving deep between the Mona Lisa's fat anime titties. You are listening to Super Despair World. This is the only podcast on the internet trained off a massive database of clips of the Sopranos and sad trans puppy girl blogs. Guys, it's here. It's here. It's finally here. We really did it. This is the big 20th episode. The big 2-0. 20 episodes of this stuff. We're still here. We're still kicking it. Thanks to you guys. This isn't the smoothest segue I've ever done, but we got a lot today, so we're just going to dive straight in. Thanks to everybody for listening. If you want to support the show, Dave, you can tell people how to do that.
Yeah, go to our Patreon. It's somewhere in some of the descriptions somewhere, and if you do, you'll be rewarded by the gods with immortality, with eternal life. Imagine that.
We can show you the world of Super Despair. We're still working on a theme song. It's not going to sound like that.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Please don't sue me.
We were workshopping that earlier. So it's right there. It's right on the cusp. Once it drops, it's going to be incredible. But yes, the Patreon, that is a thing you can go to and to show your support financially. And if you just want to come hang out and be a part of this magical crew that listens to these wonderful podcasts and says things about them or things not about them, you can join our Discord, which has the coolest people on the planet in there right now. And someday we will not allow anybody else in there. So this is your chance. Get in there now, or you know, it could be a walled garden.
Come join our little internet chat room. I will tell you to bark like a dog, and I'll tell you you're a good boy or a good girl or whatever you prefer afterwards. It'll be a great time. This is a podcast. Let's dive into it.
Yes.
Okay. So this is today. We're coming off the heels of a previous episode. This isn't really a part two, but I think the previous one we did, episode 19, on just art and creating like creative stuff on the internet. I think it's a good little context video, a good little segue into this one, because today we're talking about something that was kind of like a big elephant in the room that we didn't address last time, and we did actually mean to address like 8 episodes ago, but the recording got fucked. So this is kind of our like take two on it. Dave, what are we talking about today?
Well, let me just clear the air here. The recording didn't get fucked. I deleted my audio somehow, like a fucking idiot.
I was trying to save your ass here, but that is indeed what happened. It is.
No,
it is
I have
your
to
fault.
Do my.
I'm still mad at you about it.
I have to do my penance. It was a good episode, but you know what? It was the gods forced my hand in this because it wasn't going to be as good as this episode. And the topic, since you asked, is about AI.
AI, artificial intelligence. The machines are taking over. So last time we kind of talked about it in general, but today I think we want to focus a little bit more. We're going to have to talk about AI specifically when it comes to creative endeavors, like people making stuff, people generating stuff. And I thought we'd start off today with like a bit of a news headline, something that's been hot on the internet, at least hot on my Twitter feed, which is, you know, the only internet that actually matters. So there's been a little contest going on recently that I just found out about after it ended. There was a contest by world famous band, very very popular, very very big time musicians, Pink Floyd. There was a contest to make an animated music video for one of their songs, and there was a little controversy that arose when AI generated entries were one specifically allowed by the contest, and not only were they allowed, but one of them won, and the prize was not just a big like thank you note or just like a little trophy or something. It was $100,000. Jesus Christ!
Incredible! Incredible!
Yeah, 100K for this contest, and it's just, I thought we'd use this as like a springboard to just dive into today. And I don't know, just what else is there to say about this other than, you know, it's kind of bullshit, right? Like, people work hard on art, and now that we have all this, like, generative technology, I guess we're just supposed to compete with you know, slop that can be churned out in seconds, and we have to put up with this facade that they're putting real work into this stuff when they're not, and it's just complete nonsense, you know?
Well, here's the thing, is if that entry, that one, was good, but it was made with AI, and it was battling against things that were good, but were made by hand, through a labor of love and creativity, that would be one conversation. But the thing is, the thing that won fucking sucks. Like, it is really bad. And
is absolute dog shit. Maybe we can describe it for our listeners. We don't need to put it up on screen because, like, fuck that guy. But, like, let's talk about the actual content of the winning entry of this contest. Why don't we?
Yeah. So I haven't looked at it since we were talking about this before. So it's been a little bit. But from what I remember, it was like it's some sort of Gibson guitar. It's like a Les Paul or something. Which I don't. I enjoy Pink Floyd. I'm not a huge, like, Pink Floyd lore head. I don't know if. That was a guitar that was, you know, prominently featured.
Yeah, this contest was for, like, the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon, I want to say,
Yeah. But, like, so it's, like, it's a guitar, and then it, like, morphs into some sort of, like, stuff, and it's kind of just, like, some trippy, fever dream-looking thing. But, like, obviously, it's not intentional that it looks like that. It's just like I don't know what the prompt was that generated this shit, but it's fucking stupid.
Yeah. And, so when I watch the video, to me, it looks like it brings me back to being in, like, 2005 and loading up, like, Windows Media Player and, like, just putting on some music, and it would have one of those, like, little like visualizers.
Yeah.
And, like,
as
a kid at the time, I was like, whoa, dude, it's so trippy. It's like, I'm on drugs. How did they come up with this? Whoa. And it's like, I don't know. I kind of suspect that might have been the reaction of the judges of this contest, because it's like a bunch of like dudes in, like, their 50s and 60s who are probably just, like, out of touch, like, old heads about music and don't really know anything about, like, visual art. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. I don't really know. We don't, as far as I know, really know who was judging this, which there could be a conspiracy here behind it. But also, yeah, like, what do they know, and how do they feel about this? What was in their head? But the thing that's really harrowing about this is in that Twitter thread, there was, I think one of the top comments, if not the top comment, was somebody, either the person who created this or somebody just sharing this link that was like, really, this lost to this? And this is like an amazing hand-done animation, like actual animation with characters and all sorts of things going on, with this really cool kind of like 90s animation style, like kind of like a heavy metal-esque.
It was very heavy metal, kind of like 80s, 90s, like adult animation, the West. Not quite the period where, like, anime really started to, like, influence things over here, but, yeah, it was like, it was beautiful. You know, we're gonna put a link to it below. Maybe we'll link a couple of them, because I've seen some other entries as well that were, like, done by real animators, and they were all fucking incredible.
Yeah, and then, like, these people are working so hard on this, like, not only from a labor of love, but, like, well, I can justify this because I might, at the very least, get some eyes on this, if not win this prize. It could probably allow them to shit, man. If you get $100,000, you can stop doing other stuff and focus on your amazing animation as well.
I want to say that the specific entry we're talking about, like the good one, not the one that won, but the really well done handmade one that we brought up as an example here. I want to say that the creator of it was, like, they posted on Twitter, supposedly they had been working on it, like, daily for, like, over 6 months, and they had, like, an assistant to help them, like, with some of the hand animation as well. And it's like, even if you're talking, like, spread across 6+ months of labor, you know, $100,000 is still, that's more than a lot of people people make in a year, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, totally worth it. And but that's the thing. It's like 6 months. I mean, even if you're doing that part-time and in your spare time or whatever, 6 months versus some asshole putting this into this, like, some AI prompt in, like, an afternoon. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's not that easy. You just don't press a button and it comes
like,
out.
Like, let me tell you guys, if there was, like, even, like, a 1% chance that our podcast could get, like, $100,000 in, like, a single episode, like, Dave and I would be recording, like, 10 episodes a day. Like, we would be, like, completely cracked out on, like, Adderall and like, I don't know, Coke or some shit.
Without, you know, question.
It's a lot of money. And you know what? People busted their ass trying to win this thing. And it just, I don't know, it just seems like a complete fucking, like, spit in the face to anybody who both makes stuff and just, like, cares about art in general. Like, if you like music videos, you know, there are some incredible ones. Some of my favorite, like, animation or, like film things ever made have been, like, music videos from like different artists and stuff. And it's just like, if all we can look forward to in the future is, like, fucking, like Windows Media Player visualizers with some guy's, like, shitty guitar he modeled in Blender, like, that's dire, that's bleak. Like, who actually fucking wants this, you know?
Seriously, and here's the thing that really, really annoys me about this is, I'm not going to name any names because I'm not quite where I'm at in my online career where I'm going to start beef with actual people. But, like, there is a narrative among boomer, annoying, like, really pretentious fuckheads who are, you might know I'm talking about something, but like, just this idea that, like, music now would, back in the day, we used to cut reel to reel tape and splice it together, and we did one take with a band. In these days, man, you just press a button and a song comes out. Like, now music sucks. It used to be about being a musician and being real and all this, and now they just press five buttons and songs come out. And these are the same motherfuckers or the people tangential to this this musical tradition, like this musical group, which is from this era that all of these people would absolutely dick ride, you know, like Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, all this type of shit. And then they're gonna look at this shitty, just like garbage, just like completely spat out AI slop, and they're gonna be like, whoa, cool, bro, it's trippy. I mean, I'm sure all of the LSD you've taken and the cocaine and the gas you've huffed and the whippets you've done in the parking lot outside of, you know, whatever show you used to go to, it's probably affected your brain a little bit. But, like, it's not even, like, an ethics thing is a problem. Like, it's objectively bad and it looks bad and it's stupid. So why are we even looking at this shit? that's the thing that drives me crazy.
Guys like that are just like completely out of touch when it comes to, like, basically anything digital. You know what I mean? So, like, I think back to, like, all this stuff is, like, we're talking about music and videos, animations. This is a little bit out of my wheelhouse, right? But, you know, like, I draw things. I like to consider myself a bit of, like, an amateur illustrator, if you will. Or, you know, I don't even know. Maybe I'm professional now because I've made at least, like, a three-digit amount of money off of my art at some point.
Semi-professional is the term I use for that, because I'm a semi-professional musician because I've made, like, a middling wage off of music at one point in my life.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You know, I think let's go with that.
You deserve
let's go
that.
With that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Okay, so the point I'm getting at is, I think about, like, okay, the way a lot of those people think about, like, what I do, which is, like, I do all my art on, like, an iPad nowadays. Like, when I was in college, I did do a lot of traditional stuff too. I used to have, like, a sketchbook and stuff in high school and whatever. And, you know, I just prefer using the iPad for however many reasons. But a lot of people, like, look at the kind of art that I do and they think, oh, well, there's, like, a computer involved, so that's not real art, you know? I know in our DMs, Dave, do you remember any of those, like fucking shitty, like, YouTube shorts or TikToks from, like, like art, the art community or whatever, where somebody erases a layer and it's like, look how easy it is to draw this character's hair, and they just do like three broad strokes across the screen and then it looks like completely fucking finished and rendered.
Yeah.
And people like fake those videos to like sell shitty packs of like Photoshop brushes on the internet or something.
Yeah, yeah, or courses or whatever stupid bullshit.
Yeah, it's like there are so many fucking like grifters, even people who like tangentially like know how to draw, they'll just still like make it look easier than it actually is to make a buck off of people who don't know better. But the point is, a lot of people are just like completely wrong when it comes to like the nature of like digital electronic like modern tools to make art. But you know, all this stuff is like still like a completely valid way to learn. You know, like when I'm hunched over my iPad for however many hours, like my hand is still learning the fucking muscle memory, like getting better at like controlling the pen and stuff, just as if I was like, you know, sitting there with like an actual piece of paper and a pencil. And, you know, a lot of the same stuff applies when like you make music via like a DAW and like a synthesizer and some shit, rather than like learning a real ass like piano, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And some things are easier and some things are actually harder and have a bigger learning curve. Like I would say that picking up a sketchbook and a pencil is in some ways easier than doing like digital art on an iPad or a Cintiq or a, you know, Wacom or something.
It's
like
certainly
that.
A low fucking barrier to entry, which really like shuts down all these things you hear from like AI dipshits about like, oh, art is so hard to get into, it's so expensive. Like, motherfucker, go to Staples, get like a shitty like notepad and like a pack of HB pencils, okay? You don't need to break the bank. You just need to fucking put the work in, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what they don't want to do. So they're like, they like the idea of being an artist and doing art. They just don't want to actually do anything. And
yeah, they want the recognition, but they don't want to put the effort in. But like, I think I can speak for both of us when I say like making art is not just about the finished product, right? It's really about the process and how you get there, because like that's where you learn all your fucking lessons about how to get better at your craft, you know?
Well, that's exactly the thing is, you know, art is intentional in a certain way where, and I'm not going to say like everything I've produced before has been certainly like, I completely mapped this out in my head and then I executed it with my body. Like, no, accidents happen, and sometimes like, oh, that sounds cool, that looks cool, whatever. But that's different than just like completely just like putting some bullshit phrase into a box and then seeing what comes out, and it's like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like that's an interesting like question, is like, I wonder how close to the image these people have in their mind of what they're looking for when they put these prompts in, like how close is what comes out to what's in their mind. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe this is just me going full hater mode, but you know what? This is going to be a very hater mode episode. And my honest opinion is I don't think they have an image in their mind. I just think they type in the words and they see like a fucking little stimulus they like and makes them bark like a dog. And they're like, ooh, I like this picture, I'll save that one. You know, I don't think there's any really real intent that goes into it. And to bring it back to the Pink Floyd contest in particular, There was some details about the winning entry. And okay, I mentioned earlier that this guy like supposedly modeled the guitar in the video himself in Blender or something. There are some like behind the scenes videos he recorded, like as like the making of or whatever. I haven't watched them myself because frankly I don't really give a fuck. But the thing is, like, even if he did like model an object in Blender himself, you know, I think 3D modeling, that's a valid art form. I don't think that's like not real artists. That
absolutely
there's a fuck ton of work that goes into that. But if that's just your starting point, and then you like use some AI generator to just like, whoa, turn it into like a psychedelic visualizer, man, like that's not real work. Okay, this is it's just kind of like an insult to the idea of like putting effort and work and like intentionality into it at all. It doesn't even like fucking mean anything. I've watched the winning entry. I don't think it even like syncs well to like the music playing in the background. It's just complete dog shit. And there really isn't any like broader point or meaning behind it. And you know, I have my own theory as to why it won. And obviously we can't really confirm this, but the thing about all this like AI stuff in general, and this is going to be a running theme throughout this episode, is there's big money behind this, right? Everybody wants you to think that AI is like the hot new thing and it's going to solve all our problems and it's like tech magic and we're at the start of like a brand new wonderful golden age of creativity and everything, so we can just let the machine solve all of our problems now. And like that's just kind of bullshit, right? So I have my suspicions, and obviously there's no way to really like prove this without like some like inside leaks or whatever coming out, which I don't think that's going to happen. But what I suspect happened was, I think this whole contest was kind of bullshit from the start. I think since they had in the rules that you can put in an AI generated thing as your entry, I think some marketing group for probably a big tech company or something approached the judges. They're like, hey, we want you guys to allow AI stuff in this. We want you to pick an AI winner. We want you to pick like one of our guys or something like that. And it'll be a whole big like headline about like, wow, look, AI is so good now. It can win these big art contests and get you this like big fat stack of cash, you know? And that's just what I suspect happened. And there's no way to prove that. But I think as we dive into this episode, we're going to look at all the different like financial incentives and how the actual money flows in the whole like tech sector. And I don't know, we'll come to your own conclusion, but we're going to dive into it.
Well, no, that's a really good point too. And it makes me think of like, where did this $100,000 come from? Like, I don't think like Pink Floyd was just like, let's put up $100,000 for a contest. Like, definitely. And I've talked about this before when we talked about NFTs and all this bullshit of just like, I talked about my boy Ryuichi Sakamoto, who had some NFT thing, and it's like, these guys are like, they're so successful, they're old, they're disconnected, they're like true artists, they're probably just like vibing in their house, like playing with synthesizers and doing whatever the fuck and just being cool. Like they've made it. They're, and then somebody comes to them and they're like, hey, well, here's a thing, like probably completely misrepresented. Would you be interested in that? And they're like, yeah, whatever, cool, like fine. And then they take it and use it as a grift and attach their name to it, which is probably what happened with this bullshit Pink Floyd contest thing. And then they use it as some sort of like very sinister tech bro marketing scheme, which and we've talked about this before with like how the tech industry works, is a lot of their business model is throw massive amounts of money at something and then hopefully you get a bunch of dogs barking and monkeys howling birds chirping. Okay.
Gooners gooning. I don't know.
Gooners gooning. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, I actually wanted to bring up my own example of this. So I'll say, you know, I don't really have like a strong opinion one way or the other about Pink Floyd. I'm not really like a big dad rock person. I'm sure like I've listened to some of their songs. They're great or whatever. I'm not about, I just, the point I'm about to make is I'm not going to pass immediate judgment on the members of Pink Floyd themselves, because I look at another situation that happened like a few years ago, also with the NFT stuff, with a band that I listened to like a lot more. There was like an anniversary or something going on for the Gorillaz album Plastic Beach, where they made a bunch of like Gorillaz NFTs like to try to sell this stuff. And I look at the context of that and it's like, okay, Gorillaz is like, it's Damon Albarn, he's like the musician side of things, and then there's like Jamie Hewlett, who does like all the visual art stuff for it.
Yes.
And both of these guys, they're like middle-aged guys, and they are like, they are supremely offline. They don't fucking engage in social media bullshit. They have the right idea of being a celebrity. They just put their stuff up and they stay quiet and they just chill with their friends and other musicians and like make cool stuff. Great. I love that. I respect the hell out of it. And it's like, okay, This is probably something that came down from like the fucking like what do you call them, the recording studio, the publisher, whatever.
Yeah.
The record label. That's what I was looking for. It's probably something that came down for their record label. Like, hey guys, NFTs are the hot new thing. Let's look at your most valuable IPs. Let's do something NFT related for them. And it's like it's complete nonsense. Like when you think about like this album in particular, like it's in the name, fucking Plastic Beach. The entire album is about like pollution and climate change and like how we're like filling the world with garbage, and it's like, yeah, let's make fucking NFTs about that, like a fucking
incredible
JPEG, like a little link of text connected to a JPEG that costs like, I don't know, you have to burn down like 20 trees to generate it or some bullshit like that. It's complete nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. There's no thematic through line. It's all just, I don't know, it just seems like a quick cash grab, which I think all this stuff is.
Yeah, 100%. And it's part of, and I didn't even think of that. It's like, just because like Pink Floyd is so big that I just kind of think they're independent, but they're probably still beholden to some sort of music publisher label, which is, they're probably just like, oh, we're going to do this. You get this amount of money. And they're like, okay, whatever. Or they're like, no, I don't want to do that. And they're like, well, it's in your contract, so fuck you.
I mean, all these big like legacy artists, probably even more so than today, like as many problems as I have with like fucking, if you're like an independent musician trying to make money off of like Spotify or something, like, one, good fucking luck, sorry. Put the work in. I don't envy you. All my sympathy. It fucking sucks out here. But you do have a level of independence that you don't with like a lot of these like older legacy musicians who very much are beholden to the entire industry and all its like fucking corruptions and like little evil bullshit like that.
Yeah, exactly. And what are you going to do about it? Because, I wonder how much like half of these artists even know what's going on. Or it's just like, we've been doing this because we, and that's a thing is like, you know, like Pink Floyd, Gorillaz, hugely, phenomenally successful artists.
Legendary, top tier. That's the highest point you reach in the music industry.
100%. But like for the do nothing marketing and in business executives at these labels, they don't really have a purpose in life other than to try to like squeeze as much money out of these like artificially scarce resources, because all that music is out there now. All the music is out there, all the art. So it's just like, how do we squeeze more money out of the notoriety and the fame and the art that these people have produced? And it's like, and then they look at, hey, the fucking tech sphere. This is where grifting happens. This is the new frontier of bullshit scams and grifting. What's something that's really hot right now? Well, NFTs are dead. That's not gonna happen right now. Fucking AI, baby.
They put their whole ass into NFTs too. We talked about this before about, remember how in, I want to say it was 2022, NFTs were everywhere. It felt like the entire like fucking tech, entertainment, like internet sphere, everything was, it felt like everybody was trying to fucking gaslight you, right? Everywhere you turn, it's always trending. Everybody's talking about NFT shit. It's on TV. Everybody has something to say about it.
Yep.
And despite all the money that went into it, all the fucking millions and billions of dollars to like force this onto everybody's mind to just like consume your attention, the broad response to the NFT thing was, this seems kind of dumb. I don't want this. Yeah. I don't want to pay money for a JPEG.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, the only people who talked about that were, that's the thing, is when this crypto blockchain bullshit hits the mainstream, it's like, I'm old enough, well, not like physically old enough, I was aware of this shit for long enough, I guess I could say, for when like Bitcoin and stuff like this was like half enthusiasts and half scammers. When a lot of people are like, this is interesting thing, like, okay, whatever. And then I stayed on long enough to see it just like slowly transition into like, okay, now it's like 20% like tech enthusiasts and 80% like how do I make money on this? Like, and then once there was like Super Bowl ads for Coinbase or whatever, it's fucking over, dude. Nobody gives a shit about this technology.
It's so
anymore.
Over. I remember being like a kid. I was in like middle school or something, in like, I want to say like 2007, 2008. I remember the first time I ever heard about this like cryptocurrency stuff was I was watching. Do you remember fucking G4 Tech TV?
Yes.
G4. I was watching G4. Yes. When I was like middle school age or something like that, and like they had a show. It was like something tech with like Leo Laporte or something like this.
Yeah,
like,
I was just thinking that. Yeah, he's like just such a dad coded guy. He's just like the typical like I have a personal computer like dad computer enthusiast guy. Yeah, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, that was the first place I ever heard about cryptocurrency was when he was talking about this like new thing, and it was like I was like a dumb kid at the time. I was like especially tech savvy. I was like the average amount of like tech savvy for like a nerdy, awkward kid at that time period. But it's like, okay, if you got onto the cryptocurrency thing around then, like in the late 2000s, maybe you could have made a big buck off of it.
Oh,
but now,
sure.
It's too late. If they're taking out like Super Bowl ads for it, you were too late to the show. You don't even get a ticket to get in. You can pay the scalper and you can lose money trying to make a buck off this like crypto shit now. It's dead in the water. You were too late. If you're hearing about it, it's over. It's never been more over.
100%. And it got really dark because like the peak of crypto, of the crypto like dump phase, during the pump and dump thing, when it really caught on, that's when it really took off in Korea. And I was living in Seoul at the time, and I was seeing like subway and like bus stop ads about like crypto exchanges, and I heard like very harrowing tales of people like taking out mortgages on their houses and personal loans and all this type of shit, and they lost everything, dude. These people are probably still fucked to this day over this like complete pump and dump scheme, like just really, really fucked up shit. And I know.
Do you
some
remember
people,
the video of this guy? It was for some crypto thing. It was called like BitConnect, and he, I think it's like this like Latin American guy. It was like a big conference. And
oh
he's,
yeah,
just the
yeah,
clip of
yeah,
him
yeah,
shouting
yeah.
BitConnect, yeah. And it's like that was I don't even remember what year that was, but that's just like a memory burned into my mind.
Yeah, that was one of the big ones. One of the big ones where I'm pretty sure that guy just took off with like millions
maybe,
of dollars.
Maybe we'll follow it. Maybe we'll look into that at some point, because this just spontaneously popped into my mind. This is not in my notes. Mm. But, you know, speaking of my notes, let's move on to the next part of the episode where I wanted to really dive into some recent history and just like an example of like where things are at. I want to talk about what this technology actually is, and like how, like what are the capabilities versus what are they saying the capabilities are.
Yes.
And before we dive into this, I want to lay some important context here. When we talk about this stuff, we call it AI, artificial intelligence, because unfortunately, you know, that's just kind of like the terms of the game. These guys, like, they have the money, they bought the advertisements. The AI is the word that they use for it. So unfortunately, if we want to talk about this stuff at all, we kind of have to call it AI. But like, let's be clear, all these like learning machines, these text generators, image generation software, all this bullshit, this stuff is not an artificial intelligence. It is not the first stage of like a general AI intelligence. These machines do not think. They do not have opinions of their own. They do not deduce things on themselves. They are like functionally like glorified search engines, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Generative AI, which is basically just a very superpowered Google search. That's really all it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you are like using like, let's say like an image generator like DALL-E or like Midjourney or like Stable Diffusion or some shit. I've messed a little bit with some of these. I've made some like goofy like images just to like laugh when it was like a funny trendy thing. When you type in a prompt, it's not really like making something new. It's just like searching its database of stuff that already exists and kind of like mashing elements of it together. Like it can identify some things. Like it can identify areas of like lighter pixels versus darker pixels, like vague shapes and things like that. And like there's some stuff like it does to refine these things, but it is not making a new picture. It is very much just like you were searching for something. It'll give you like an approximation, like a little, like, not even collage, because collage is a real art form, but kind of just like an approximation of what you want. A good example of this is a lot of people have made threads on Twitter where they demonstrate, like, if you ask these machines to like generate like an image of like a superhero in a movie or something, it will give you something that looks exactly like a screenshot from like one of the MCU movies. And lo and behold, you put them side by side, it's almost like one to one, just a fucking screenshot from one of the MCU movies.
Exactly. And that's something that, like, I think that's part of the misnomer is like these things are generative in the sense they're algorithmic, and that's still how computing works now. And I think it comes from a fundamentally outdated and there's a misunderstanding, and this is kind of like been a thing in cognitive science where they've we've kind of like diverged from this. I think it's called cognitivism, and it's the idea that, sorry, I can't speak properly because I have a cough drop in my mouth, but like the idea is that, like, okay, our brain is a computer. It's like a processor and a computer, and then the body just works off of that. And it's like, no, that's not really like how like cognition works, and it's not really how like intelligence works and stuff like that. We're not just like processing machines. We're not just sophisticated computers. There's a lot more that goes into this. But these people really think that just like feeding data into something and developing like algorithms based on that is intelligence. It is not. It's just computer science. Like it's just like a computer. That's how computers work. And computers can do a lot of shit better than us, right? But not that.
Yeah. Exactly. So the first thing that you brought up, and this is important, is when you say it's algorithmic, we talked a lot about algorithms last episode and how their actual like purpose and function often differs from like their stated purpose. So what do I mean by that? For example, you look at something like the algorithm on YouTube, which in theory is meant to look at stuff that you like and show you more of the stuff that you like. But that's not the only factor that goes into it. There are a lot of different like weights they put on the scale. Like if you watch something that's suddenly very different from what you like, it can like completely scramble the data. There are some channels that have been like weighted more heavily, like when YouTube like deprioritized like short form animation stuff, they wanted to like value watch time more. There's a lot of bullshit that goes into it. And the point I want to bring up with this is when you look at like AI generative models like ChatGPT or like Midjourney, something like that, they are not actually like learning how to make something that's like more like true to reality and like high quality on its own. Like the machine does not have any like intrinsic opinion on these things, right? The machine is only like responding to your feedback of like, yes, show me more of the thing I like, or no, show me less of this thing that I don't like. It's not actually learning anything like for real. And a good example of this, there was a tweet I saw on Twitter recently. Somebody had like a short conversation with ChatGPT where they were like, can you tell me something that happened in 2024? And ChatGPT was like, my database only goes up to so-and-so time, 2023 or whatever. And then they asked, okay, can you tell me something that happened in 2023? And ChatGPT responded with like, there was this state accord signed between Israel and the state of Jordan called the so-and-so thing. And then you Google it and it doesn't exist. It's not giving you a real answer. It doesn't actually know anything. It just knows what answers sound like, if that makes sense.
So when I first like found out about ChatGPT, I was like, oh, well, this might be because I did at this point know that it is really just like it's a Google search that's sophisticated. So like I asked it like, hey, can you like show me like a journal article about this like very esoteric topic that I'm kind of interested in, and it would cite something that looked, if you saw this in a works cited in like an academic paper, you would think this was a real thing. And I looked it up and like, these people don't exist. The article doesn't exist. The journal doesn't even exist. Like, but it looks completely real, but it's just an amalgamation of random shit that is just in its, that is just harvested through its database. And it's like, well, cool, that's fucking useless. But the problem is when people just like, with all this discourse about AI, is people are just like, oh, this is like some all-knowing computer entity that knows a bunch of stuff. And it's like, no, it doesn't know shit. It doesn't know shit. I mean, it like it's like really bad. It's very useful in very, very small, discreet, like, applications, but I don't really think there's anything that it could do better than a Google search if you really know how to Google search.
Right. Like, and, we talked about this pretty extensively the first time we tried to record this episode, so I'm not going to go into as much depth, but, like, there are some, like, if you ask me, in my opinion, like, valid uses for it. For example, if you're applying to a job, I think the entire job application process of, like, filling out a resume and, like, having this, like, cover letter and all that stuff that people, like, are not even going to read. They're just using software to go through this stuff anyway. Absolutely use ChatGPT to like bullshit like a fucking resume for Kroger or something. Don't do it if you're like a doctor or something. Please have like actual credentials if you have like a job that matters. But you know, if you're just like getting a job at Kroger or the 7-Eleven or whatever, fucking ChatGPT all the way. Stick it to the man. Don't waste time writing bullshit that nobody's actually going to read anyway, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that is the only valid use of AI right now, is to just do bullshit, busy work, legwork that is really just like your idea, but you'd have to just like slog through it because you have to put 400 words in this cover letter. Like, yeah, like you said, just all this stupid bullshit that doesn't really matter. It's just formalities. If you're doing this for anything of value, like anything that really matters,
you should
like,
know better.
You should know better. You should know better. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, they say C's get degrees, but you know what? I would prefer that, like, if a doctor doing surgery on me, I'd prefer if they were at least a student. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of issues with the current education system, and especially the university system. That's a topic for a later episode that we'll get into. But make sure you learn shit. If it's just if it's just putting things on a page to appease a stupid system, sure, fine. But, like, you need to learn the shit. Do not...
Take it from your favorite podcasters. Stay in school.
Right. And that's an interesting point, too, that I think we should bring up very briefly is... As somebody who's in the education field, both like having actually done that and in a graduate program, like there's always this fucking discourse about AI, and it comes in two flavors. One of them is just like, AI is scary. AI, we need to think about AI. It's scary. And then the other one is like, how could we use AI to make education better? AI. It's like both of them are just, it's people who don't even have any fucking clue what AI is or how it works or anything about it. Just saying this buzzword, they're barking like dogs.
This is our favorite analogy this episode. We might have had a little convo about barking like dogs before we start recording, but you know what? Maybe we'll talk about that on the Discord. You know what? Sign up for the Discord. You'll get behind the scenes things.
Yeah, we can have a whole barking like dogs discourse, but it's just like. It's on both ends of the spectrums. People have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. But really, the core thing is it's not like this kind of ties into the discourse about just AI in general. As far as I'm concerned, is like it like it doesn't really matter. What is the narrative here? Stop using AI or like teach responsible use of AI? No. The thing is, if you can use ChatGPT to like bullshit an assignment, number one, the assignment's probably bullshit. Because I've seen how easily ChatGPT can do a bullshit assignment, fairly easily, and then I've seen how well ChatGPT. And I would never use ChatGPT on any of my assignments. I would never do that. That's fundamentally wrong.
I would also never use ChatGPT for various applications, like filling out topics on my podcast and such as I'm just kidding, we don't script this show.
It's number one, the assignment might be bullshit, and number two, like, who cares? Like, why would that matter? Like, if the point of education is to learn things, why are people cheating? Why is there even a concept of cheating in education? This isn't a video game.
It's not about learning things. It's just about making money. Like, people don't go to college to learn things anymore. You pay this money and you go through all these hoops to get a piece of paper so that you can be employed. Or otherwise you have to be a podcaster or work at Kroger.
It's partially that, and it's partially that education is an Olympic game where the winners get to go to MIT and get to have big money jobs, and the losers, they flip burgers at McDonald's. But anyways, this is a huge digression from the point of this podcast.
That is true. Look, all this stuff is great. I do kind of want to reel us back a little bit, unless you have like a final point to add.
No. Let's move on.
All right, cool. Okay, so where were we before this? We were talking about the capabilities of AI and what it can do in general. And you brought up some discourse, and I wanted to tackle a little thing that I see in the discourse, even from well-meaning people, actual real artists. Something I've heard before is if you are being critical of AI generated stuff, in this context specifically image generators, let's just focus on image generators for a bit. I hear people say, okay, you shouldn't just point out that the AI the output sucks. Look, it can't draw hands, because people will be like, that's just what the tech is like now, but eventually it will be able to draw hands, and so you can't just use the bad quality of the output as an argument against it. But I really want to hammer this home. The reason we brought up the nature of AI as a machine that just spits out something that you'll that you'll give a thumbs up just to appease you, rather than something of actual high quality, is because I wanted to make this point about the nature of things that AI creates, and why they don't just look like shit, but they look like shit in a really particular way. And that's kind of why we opened with the example of that shitty Pink Floyd music video about the guy's guitar just morphing like an audio visualizer or some shit. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about this concept. I don't know if this is a real term or something. I'm going to call it the taste barrier, which is a thing you see that this is just an impossible hurdle for the tech guys, the AI people to cross. And the thing I really want to hammer home to our audience is that AI art does not just look bad because the generator made a mistake or something, or this character has 9 fingers or something like that. No, the thing that really makes AI art look bad is that the people who are making it don't have any intentions behind their work. They're not creative people. They just frankly have bad taste. When I started introing this episode, I made a joke about the Mona Lisa with big anime titties. But if you've ever messed around with an AI art generator program for any bit, you're going to notice some trends, right? If you try to generate any sort of woman or something, you're going to notice, these characters skew very young. If it's like a hand-drawn style thing, some anime or comic bullshit, it's going to be this looks like a 14-year-old in like a Japanese classroom or something. Or this looks like a big titty supermodel that super airbrushed or whatever. And it looks cheap and it looks fake, And that's not because like the data being put into it is necessarily all bad. Like a lot of it is. Don't get me wrong. We're going to dive into that later. But the thing is, the guys behind this technology who like weigh all the algorithms, who make all the arbitrary decisions like we've talked about with YouTube and stuff, they just have bad taste. That's just it. The things they like suck. It reflects like their view of the world. When you look at like, say, the kind of guys who have like big cushy jobs in like Silicon Valley or whatever, think about like what the average opinion of women that guy is gonna have, and you're gonna see it reflected back in the output of these like these generators, right? It's not just that the technology isn't good enough yet. Even if it's gonna be good enough, the nature of like the entire industry behind it and the people who like back it and make it and support it the most, it's just gonna that corruption is always gonna be there in the technology. And that's why I'm pretty comfortable saying that I don't think this stuff is ever gonna be good.
That's a really good point. Not only people's interaction with it, not only people's interaction with it is shaping how bad it is, but also the people who really dick ride this technology have bad taste in general. So they look at these things and they're like, wow, look at how amazing this is. And it's some like bullshit. Like, it's so bad. It's so dumb. And so there's a version of like Stable Diffusion or whatever bullshit, but it's for music. And I think I sent you something, some idiot's Twitter post before or something like that. And it was somebody like, wow, this is so amazing. And it was a link to this like stupid like AI generated pop song, and it was like the worst thing I've ever heard before. Like,
it reminded me of the fucking little, I don't know if have you ever watched, do you have a high enough IQ to enjoy Rick and Morty?
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of the fucking human music bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just shit on the floor.
That's
except that was like funny because there was intention behind it, but this was just like, it wasn't even fun. It was just like stupid. Like, it was just like bad. Like, it wasn't bad enough to be good. It wasn't bad in the way of being good. It was just like nonsense.
There's a fundamentally different thing that goes on in our brains. Like, when you talk about people like you and I who like art and make art, and we like can look at art and think like, oh hey, that's cool, that looks like there was a lot of talent that went in behind there's something clever going on here, that looks neat. A lot of people, like, sorry, I'm gonna get a little elitist here, a lot of people are just fucking Philistines, okay? They don't fucking get it, they don't care about art, they just want to experience the little joy of being like a toddler and having your parents like jingle some keys in front of your face. Care about is just, oh, that's just like a pleasing array of like shapes and colors, haha, and then they like fucking clap like a seal, you know, that's all that they
exactly
want. A lot of people, this is the only relationship that they will ever have with art. And you know what, I know I sound really judgmental here, that's not necessarily their own fault. I think, you know, to bring it back to education, we suck at educating people.
Oh,
about
so
art in general,
bad,
you know?
Like worldwide, this isn't even just like in the West thing, or like in this culture, or fucking capitalism, or whatever. It's irrelevant. We have fucked education up, like worldwide. It's very bad. That's a huge fucking problem. But like, wow, yes. A lot of people think like anything as far as like art and music is really just a collection of like pitches and tones in a certain way that's like pleasing to your monkey brain, or like, yeah, it's just things arranged with like pleasing colors. And it's like, yeah, like, I mean, I understand.
Wow, look,
the
illustration, so easy. Buy my brush pack now.
<You know? laughs> I mean,
so good.
I understand like the aesthetic appeal of like art and music. Not everything has to be some really meaningful thing. Like, I like shit that
it's
sounds
fine.
Good.
We've
I like
all jerked
that,
off to like flash cartoons at some point. Fine. I don't
we've
judge
all
anybody.
Done it. We're all gonna continue to do it. Long live flash cartoons.
You know, I joke about that, but I know for a fact that there are a lot of like Newgrounds animators who now have like real fucking industry jobs. Like, shout out to the Smiling Friends guys, you know?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Not that, I don't think those guys were ever, like, porn animators, but I can think of some porn animators who are still having very comfortable jobs.
Get your bag, kings and queens and everyone in betweens, but, like, yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, it's not... I mean, like, art in general is kind of a little bit more than just like a collection of like things arranged in a certain way. There has to be the whole point of it is that like somebody did it, whether it's good or whether it's bad or whether it's like derivative or like that's where the whole discourse comes from. But you see any of this shit and it's like the only response I have to any of this stuff is either like shit or like unintentionally funny shit, but like not unintentionally funny in the way that like that the movie like The Room or whatever was like where somebody thought this was like high art but it like sucks.
What was his name? Fucking Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau. A
true artist. If there ever was one.
Right, and that's different than just like, oh, the computer spat out this thing and it just like looks silly because it's dumb. And like,
I think some of the only AI generated stuff I ever liked is the AI is really good at generating like green text stories from like 4chan. And I think that there's one of my favorites where it's like the guy going to a gym and he asks if it's creepy or wet and it ends up being wet. And I think that was just like a complete AI generated thing, and that's still, I don't know, that really cracks me up to this day.
Is that the where the like, is it Steven Universe or
that was the original one. So the green text was like, sign up for a gym, ask if it's creepy or wet. The lady doesn't know what I mean. I pull out a chart explaining what is creepy or what is wet. She says it's a good gym. I go there, it's wet.
Yeah. okay.
All right, let's focus again a little bit. I think for the last like maybe like 15, 20 minutes, however long we got left of the show, I kind of wanted to like, I think we've done enough like context establishment. We've talked about the technology itself and how it's used for a lot of bullshit. And I think for this last part, I think we should really just hammer home the big point that all of this is just like, it's all about the money, baby, okay? It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about like cynical bullshit. And I think I have some like good examples for this. I wanted to start with a very bizarre tweet that I shared with you earlier this week, Dave. I'm gonna link you to it once again in our DMs here, and maybe you can read it out loud, or like, should we give some context to this first, or should we just like announce it? I don't know, should we just go ahead?
Okay, well actually I'll read it.
All right, we'll say this is from like a tech guy writing this, and we'll put it up on screen. Go ahead.
So this dude says, so I met a girl in the marina last weekend and gave her the number to my dating clone, LOL. It successfully closed a first date for Saturday at 6 p.m. Should I tell her that she was talking with my clone, or see how long I can get away with it? Here's the discussion.
All right.
Here's the discussion. So she says, hey, it was nice to meet you at the Tipsy Pig. This one's a little cut off, so I think it says Tipsy Pig last Saturday, LOL. The response, hey, it was a great time. Do you go there often? Her response, I actually haven't been in a while. I'm glad I saw you there then. Do you have anything planned for Saturday? Interested in still going out this weekend? I have berries at 8:40 Saturday. Allie is so great. Haha. But I'm free for drinks or dinner later on if that works. That works for me. Do you have any places in mind? I am dying to try Camino Alto. My friends went 2 weeks ago and said it was amazing. Yeah, Camino Alto sounds great. Always down to try something new. What time? Yes, let's do it. I should be ready at like 5:30. Great. I will get there early to get a table or seats at the bar. Let's plan on 6 p.m. So first of all,
Hold on, sorry, I'm getting a little wet here. Okay, that was truly rizzed off my feet. I think I need to change.
I'm going crazy here with it, but like, Jesus Christ. First of all, like, I mean, his response was apparently his AI clone, but
yeah, underneath every single one of his responses is like an improve response button. Yeah, to, like, I guess regenerate it or something.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I didn't read the entire thread, but this whole thing is just one. It seems kind of like absurd to me. Just like this guy has created like an AI to like date people or like set up dates for him, and like it does sound like they actually like went out or something, so like whoop-de-doo, good for this guy. But like, I don't know, like some things just shouldn't be automated. I don't know, like, do you like human beings? Do you like interacting with them? Why would you want a machine to do that for you? I meet with my friends every fucking weekend to play fucking Dungeons and Dragons. Why would I want to like make an AI to play the game for me? I like playing the game. Do people not like, I don't know, dating others? I don't get it.
There's so much to unpack from this, actually. First of all, these responses are like, it's definitely like, you can tell it's an AI because there's nothing interesting about it. Like, you could ask ChatGPT these things and it would say the same shit. It's
basically
nonsense.
Just a mirror. It is like the most basic first generic response you could come up with.
Yeah. Number two, I'm pretty sure this chick was just trying to get a free meal at a nice restaurant out of this guy, which fucking go off, queen. Bleed this motherfucker out. Order the nicest bottle of wine at the... Please.
One, this would be extremely funny, but two, even funnier would be is if this guy's dating bot was just talking to another dating bot. That would be even funnier, and I feel like it's only a matter of time before that probably happens.
Hell yeah. And then the last point that I had with this was like, it successfully closed a first date for Saturday at 6 p.m. This reads like some pickup artist, like terminally online, like dude bullshit, pickup artist bullshit, where these are guys who like, they see every human interaction, especially with a woman, as this like transactional thing of just like, hey, I got a gold star on my like, they really think everything's just this like little game where it's like, hey, I got a high score tonight.
Actually a term for this. You might have heard it in like a lot of different like self-help improvement spaces. They call it gamification. Everything has to be like a game. You have to view it as getting a highest score because this will like maximize value or some shit. And like, as somebody who likes games, I fucking hate this concept.
It's so weird.
Out taxes should just be filling out taxes. Okay, maybe some things you just have to fucking nut up and just do it. Okay, maybe we can't turn everything into like a fucking arcade. You know.
Gamification, like transactional, like it's very bizarre. It's very bizarre. It's very strange.
No heart. There's no humanity to the interaction itself. All of this is just like a pretense. This is all just like a means to an end. You know.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's like a AI tech company CEO, so he's probably a fucking piece of shit. But like, I kind of feel like bad for him at the same time. Like, I kind of pity him. Like. But I do at the same time, I hope this woman ordered like $5,000 worth of shit and just like went to the bathroom and just bounced.
Yeah, I really want to believe that too. Although to bring things to a little more sober, cynical reality, we're also kind of just like taking it on good faith that this is like a conversation with a real woman.
true.
I discovered this tweet when somebody quote tweeted it, and they asked like, does anybody actually want this? Who actually wants this future? And the correct response to this is nobody. Nobody actually wants this. Not even the tech guys themselves want this. All of this is just like an advertisement to convince people of the technology and make it seem like it's the next big thing and that it's like an inevitability when it's not. a really important element of the tech sector is all these like tech companies, AI in particular, but also like other stuff we've seen over the years, like all the gig economy bullshit, like fucking Uber Eats and like ride sharing and Airbnb and stuff. That's all under the broader umbrella of the tech sphere that I'm gonna talk about here. The point of these companies is that they come out with a product, they work at a loss for a bit, they try to really hype it up as the next big thing, because they are not generating hype just for you, the end user of it. They are generating hype to get big investor capital behind their project. That's all this yep. this stuff is. All of this is just a fucking ruse. It's just a big old circus. It's just a parade to get an investor convinced that AI is the next big thing, and this particular company is going to be like the winning lottery ticket that becomes like, I don't know, the next Google of AI bullshit, which, you know, also it's probably going to be Google, because Google's already a fucking giant exactly. company that needs to be broken up. This stuff is not for you. It's about getting that investor capital, right? And the big thing I want to focus on here is I see a lot of people like people like us, people who are very like negative or critical of AI. There's a lot of like doom and gloom, and people are like, oh, there's no point in making art anymore. Oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, AI is going to destroy everything. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of advice as from one artist to another, and the advice is shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay, you guys are not helping. When you like panic and you like overstate the capabilities of this technology, but like even in a negative fashion, you are feeding into that hype cycle. You are part of the reason that investors look at this thing and they're like, whoa, people are really freaking out about this. We gotta put big money behind it. Mm-hmm. Stop, okay? The technology is not that good. The people behind it don't even believe it in its own capabilities. Nobody actually wants this. It can't actually do all the bullshit it says. It's just complete nonsense from like the lowest level to the highest one.
100%. Yeah, it is complete bullshit. Stop freaking out over it. It's going to die eventually. It's all just a hype cycle, and it's not really that worth it. Like this is the same as NFTs. It's really no different, and it's gonna go down like NFTs. In the same way. So just like stop giving it attention. That's what they want. And just go on with your life. And the real takeaway, the other takeaway, which I think we've talked about before, is like if your creative career and like this is speaking as like if you actually are trying to pursue art or music or something like this as a career. If your creative career is threatened right now by AI, you make shit. Like, you make shit, and the world doesn't need another you. We have enough fucking shitty stock photography, enough shitty stock art, enough shitty stock vector images and clip art and fucking music and all of this. There's a shit ton.
This is a big thing, and, like, I'm going to clarify. Maybe I don't know if I would say it's all shit, but it is all kind of slop. It is generic in a sense. Like I'm gonna speak to like my own industry. Not that I'm an industrial person, but you know, this is in my wheelhouse. This is stuff I know. So like we talk often about like AI art and how it's like gonna go after the jobs of like industry artists and stuff. And like, yeah, I don't blame people in like any like creative industry, like video games or movies or something, for like being concerned about their like job security. But I look back a couple years, even before any of this AI stuff was generated before any of this stuff like existed, and a big problem in, say, let's look at like video games for instance. If you wanted to get a job as like an illustrator or like a concept artist or something, it's not enough to just be good at art. You have to be good at like a very specific like industry like art style. So mm-hmm. like a good mm-hmm. example of this is if you're familiar at all with games like League of Legends, like the yep. splash art yep. for League of Legends, yep. or like World of Warcraft characters, or like mm-hmm. generic fantasy bullshit, or like MCU movie, like that style of things, the very like extremely detailed, like kind of like washed out, like colors, but looks very like serious and like intricate, but it also like that kind of like the Blizzard in-house art style. If you wanted to get a job in the like doing concept art or illustration or something, most of the time you're going to be going to school for a couple of years to learn that specific art style. Or like if you wanted to get a job in like working in cartoons or like children's animation or something like that, you're going to go to CalArts. You're going to learn the CalArts art style. You're going to make things like roughly, you know, you can look at different eras of like Cartoon Network and see, oh, there's big trends, because all the people in these studios learned from the same school and they're expected to make like a similar style because that's what's making money right now. So this has already been a trend as far as like visual arts goes for years. There are a lot of people who like, yeah, they are very talented. They're better artists than me. They've put more years into it. They're just better at their craft, but none of the stuff they make is interesting. It's not fucking interesting. We don't need more generic art of like a elf woman holding a bow or like a dwarf guy with a beard holding an axe. Okay, we've done it. We have enough of this stuff. I don't really care. I don't care what happens to these jobs. I don't care what happens to this media because I don't consume this stuff. I think most of it is fucking boring, okay? That's just where I'm at. And it's like, we can look at how AI is like theoretically like a threat to this stuff. I don't have like exact like numbers or data behind that, but you know what? It's like, I'm not going to like put my whole pussy out here and go like balls to the wall trying to like defend a creative industry that I think is creatively bankrupt from this threat of AI. I think it's all like well-meaning, but like I don't care about them people versus like dipshits from like San Francisco or wherever. I know it's not my circus. These aren't my clowns.
Hell yeah. Yeah. All right. Fucking fantastic point. I got two last points on that, and then I'm fucking done with this entire goddamn
discourse. Also have one other thing. I don't know where we'll slot it in here, but I have a tweet from you about something a lot of people are saying. I thought this made me really angry when I read it.
Okay.
So maybe it'll have the same effect for you. Maybe we'll get your live reaction on this.
All right. Hell yeah. Let me bang my two out and then I'm free. Then I have nothing
else to say. All
right.
Sounds like
other
a plan.
Than
let's
yeah.
go.
All right. So just based on what you said, because that was a very good point. Two things, like number one, based on what you said, like, so if your art style is overly expressed in these AI art generators, maybe you're doing derivative slop. Like, think about that. If you're doing something like actually original, nobody's jacking your style in these image generators because your style is too unique to have been pulled from these hundreds of thousands of images that have been harvested.
Or if it does end up in those data sets, people are just going to recognize it immediately because they're going to go, hey, that looks like so-and-so's art, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't even think it would be because, like, I don't really fully understand the tech that goes behind this, but I think it uses such a large aggregate amount of data that, like, if you have a truly unique art style, it's probably not even going to be expressed here because it's too unique, because like how these work from what I understand is they just kind of like composite so many like hundreds of thousands if not millions of images on top
it's
of
millions,
each other
easily
yeah.
millions
yeah, yeah.
Like when you look at sites like DeviantArt, one of the reasons for the massive exodus of people off of DeviantArt is because they, like many other platforms, were like, hey guys, we're just gonna opt everybody that ever uploaded to our website, we're gonna opt you into an image database for an AI thing.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
oops.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, nobody, because so like, nobody reads the terms of service on any
fucking
of these.
Like,
hey,
15-20 years of people uploading their art now in a database, and one that's extremely funny to me because like, why would they go to DeviantArt for that thing and not like ArtStation? Well, ArtStation did it too, but DeviantArt is like, okay, how much of that generator is now just gonna spit out like fucking like Sonic Vore inflation art, you know?
exactly. But like, so like, even not even like shitting on the artists here, but like, okay, so if you are in that sphere and you used to do stuff like this, and your job is somewhat threatened by this possibility, it's like, Okay, like let's turn our ire to the fucking industry, because that's the real, that's a real threat here. Is it's not just like the consumer being like, well, I like AI. Like, it doesn't matter. The real threat here is, why would I pay a bunch of animators to do this when I could just like pay some shitty AI company to make like a worse product? But we pay way less for this, and
that, or if they do pay real animators, they outsource to like a studio in like Korea or something.
Oh yeah, yeah,
paying people literal like cents per hour.
Yep,
you know.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, for sure. But like, I mean, that's too many cents for them. So like, why not just get a license at these like shitty AI animation? That's, they love the idea of that.
Even
which is,
when
like,
the AI is more expensive, they will probably still go for that. Like, we talked, I think in the deleted Lost Media first episode about AI, I was telling you about how there's this common misconception that like Hollywood and like Disney killed 2D animation because 3D is cheaper. But no, 3D animation is often not cheaper. It's more expensive than a lot of 2D stuff. Like, you got to power all those like computers and those render farms and shit. But they made that switch because 2D animation in Hollywood is unionized. It's fucking unionized. Whereas like all the 3D like CGI stuff, those guys, that's a different line of work. Those guys do not have union jobs. They are not like the historical class of like union workers in Los Angeles, you know.
And that's a funny thing about these like incredibly scummy like corporate executive people, is they'd rather spend more money, because everybody thinks it's like about money at the end of the day, and it mostly is, but it's partially about spite too, related
to
money.
Much about spite.
Related to money. So it's like they would rather pay more money than to like give the dogs a bone, because like, really, you draw pictures for a living and you want to be able to like have a living wage? Fuck you.
I think back to public enemy number one of the podcast, Elon Musk, our boy, the one and only. He used to, I don't know if he's done this recently, but like a year or two ago, he would do this thing where he would like repost somebody's like fan art from like Nier Automata or something, and be like, wow, cool art. And somebody would ask him to like credit the artist, and he would just be like, no, that's stupid. I think credit is ruining art. I think people should share it just for the sake. It's like, oh my god, fucking remove yourself from society. Go to Mars.
Yeah, you know? He truly is like the most losingest person on the planet. Like, I cannot fathom a person who is just like a bigger failure as a human being. Just like, just
there's
completely irredeemable.
There's like a fucking like Pheno archetype of like the divorced man, and he is like reaching levels of divorce that we've never seen before.
Yeah, he's so divorced. He's
like,
so
all
divorced.
All these guys are very divorced. Like, there was a period where, like, Kanye West was also, like, competing to also be the most divorced guy ever. But I think he's kind of, like, he's kind of hit a plateau recently. Whereas Musk is just, like, every single week, it's a new high score has been achieved of divorced.
Yeah, it's truly amazing to see, like, eventually we won't have to hear or look at him again, because it's only a matter of time. But
until it happens,
yeah, until then, until then, it's just going to be a very,
until the event.
if only the doohickey got him.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to dive into this one little last bit of rage bait before?
Yeah. Hit me with this shit. We'll end on this one.
Dave, do you have any opinion about famous actress Reese Witherspoon?
I know who she is. She hasn't been relevant in quite a while.
No.
Yeah.
So I saw a tweet on my timeline just a few days ago. It's from Film Updates, which I guess is an account that just shares like stuff in like movies and like Hollywood or whatever. I don't follow it. Here's the quote. And also I don't know what Reese Witherspoon sounds like, so I guess I'll just do like whatever voice like possesses me in the moment. She says, okay, the tweet starts, Reese Witherspoon shares her thoughts on AI. Quote, It's here to stay, so just get used to it. And I think AI is not coming for your job. People who know how to use AI are coming for your job, so learn about it. It should be a tool upon which we lay down our creativity, our own humanity, and our own ethics. That's a whole conversation. For women and people of color, and people who are othered sometimes in these developmental spaces, really need to get in there. Let's not be scared of it. Let's dive in. Oh my fucking god, shut up. Oh, I'm so fucking mad. I'm seething.
What does she mean by developmental spaces? Did she mean like developing countries or like people,
I think she's saying like AI is like a new thing, so we gotta get a bunch of minorities in there to make it good or something. Well, no, that's not the problem. That's. I mean,
ironically, that response sounds like an AI response, where she's just mashing a bunch of dumb shit meant to sound intelligent together. Like, people of color in developmental spaces should learn the code. And
we're gonna put this up on screen because I need to show you just like the picture they attached to this. She just looks so fucking smug. So it just made me like really angry. But I don't even know like a fucking Hollywood actor. I don't know if they actually write their own like statements or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
Just, okay, this is one, I'm going to try to calm my rage down a little bit, and I want to address, like, the underlying sentiment here, which is, like, right at the start, where she says, AI is here to stay, so just get used to it. A lot of people say this, like, well, you know, cat's out of the bag, the technology is here now, so we just, like, have to learn to live with it. And my bold response to that would be, no. How about fuck no? How about, I don't know, maybe fucking assert some power over your own life and like talk about things and like reject them viscerally? Because like this is the same attitude we could have taken a couple years ago about the fucking NFT bullshit, about like fucking like Bored Ape tokens or whatever.
Yeah.
And like they tried, and by they, I mean, you always got to be careful when you say they, unprompted, but fucking Hollywood and the tech industry and like fucking tech billionaires and all these losers poured millions upon like billions of dollars to try to like force people to accept this thing. It was like plastered everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere on the internet and even a lot of places in real life without encountering some bullshit about how NFTs are here to stay, so just get used to it. People didn't. We don't have to get used to it. You can just reject this stuff. And I think, I don't know, I think that needs to be kind of the energy we take going forward with this stuff, because like I said, I think we've laid out a good case here. This stuff is never going to be good because the people making it don't have good intentions, and art is all about intentionality. They just have bad taste. They don't have a creative vision. It's not going to be good. They are missing the vital spark that needs to be there for art to be good. And maybe that sounds like kind of pretentious or wishy-washy, but I don't know. I think that's just kind of the nature of what art is, and like the nature of how like I think we got to think about this stuff. I don't think we need to just like lie down and accept it. I don't think we need to accept anything as like inevitable or like unchangeable. I think, you know, with enough of us saying like, hey, this is fucking stupid, we can change the world like we already did. Like NFTs didn't just fail because it's a bad idea. And, you know, it was a fucking bad idea, but it failed because a lot of people were like, no, we rejected it. And I think we can do it again, even if it takes longer this time.
Yeah, we do have, yeah, don't be a doomer, don't be a little bitch baby, don't be a cuck. I mean, and with this tweet and the previous one you shared with me, and the Pink Floyd one before that, there are so many people in these comments, and this is on fucking x.com, like the absolute toilet of the internet, where most of the people who reply to posts are just absolute fucking mouth breathers. But so many of them are just like, wrong, like shut the fuck up, like you're full of shit, like just all these people shitting on these posts. And it's like, if even these idiots are rejecting this shit, like, why are you sitting down and taking it and just being like, well, no, it's a thing. It's here to stay. It's like, no, dude, it's
it
not.
Needs, it it's there not. Needs to be something said about, like, when the pigs in the pig pen tell you that you stink and you gotta leave. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, just stop engaging with this shit. Stop thinking that just because some, like, authority, perceived authority is talking about this, that there's any validity to it at all. Just don't take it seriously. Talk shit about it. Absolutely talk shit about it. Like, that is your God-given right. But don't...
And also, like, yeah. Like, don't just, like, fantasize about, like, theoretical situations in the future where, like, oh, it'll destroy all creative jobs. There'll be no anime anymore. And I don't know, maybe focus on all the real ways that, like, it already sucks, like, currently. Like, maybe talk about how a lot of these image databases are full of fucking, like, child porn. Maybe talk about how they use these generators to put real people's faces on, like, naked bodies that are fucking. Or maybe talk about how, like, I don't know, the IDF has their own AI to, like, identify supposed terrorists in a crowd and then, like, drop some fucking bombs. I don't know, maybe focus on the real problems instead of, like, playing up the imaginary horrors of this technology when we have enough, like, real ones that won't be good for anybody's, like, bottom dollar.
Yeah, for sure. And at the same time, like, always be aware of who these narratives are coming from. I mean, like way back in the day, the recording industry said that the advent of radio was the end of music, because who would buy a phonograph if you could just listen to the songs on the airwaves? Who would ever do that? And, you know, they've adapted in shitty ways to keep picking your pocket. Like, there's a lot of shit to this. There's a lot of nuance. Don't be skeptical
of the things you hear. Not everybody you hear talking about this stuff is a real person. Some of these are just, like, fucking, like, machine people. These are just sock puppet accounts. These aren't real people. Like, I still have the tweet open of the guy who, like, supposedly had, like, a clone of himself to date people. I click on his x.com profile, and the only thing in the description is co-founder and some bullshit tech company with, like, less than 4,000, like, followers on Twitter. Okay, this is a nobody. I have no evidence that this is a real person at all. It's just, like, some smug dipshit with, like, a turtle. Oh my god, he actually has a fucking turtleneck in his picture. Okay, these people aren't real. His banner is, like, some, like, generic, like, AI slop, like, sci-fi city. Okay, none of this stuff, like, be fucking skeptical of the people.
Be skeptical of all this shit. Stop letting buzzwords buzz your goddamn brain, all this type of shit. And also, go outside and touch grass, man. The fucking AI's not out there. It's fine. We're all gonna be okay. Fuck all these people and their weird narratives about stuff like that. It's fun.
Go outside and touch the grass while listening to your favorite podcast hosted by real people who will say real words like, I'm going to kill myself. This time I really mean it. I'm going to do it for real. I'm not unaliving. You can put this in the record. I'm going to do it this time. You know, just like as a joke, like in Minecraft, like as a parody, you know. Yeah. I don't know, like, just that's my evidence that we're real people, okay? I don't know how else to prove it anymore.
You're not allowed to do that on AI, right?
Yeah, I'm just kidding, guys. No, I'm perfectly fine. I'm mentally well. If I ever kill myself, that it wasn't me. Okay, they set me up. Okay, just putting that out there.
Yeah, it'll be two bullets to the back of the head. A clear suicide.
Yeah, they're coming after the podcaster class. Please watch out for us. Okay, I think we're a little over time today, but let's wrap it up. Let's thank our beloved audience. Wrap it up.
Yeah, you want to do it or shall I?
What if we alternate from top to the bottom of the list? Okay, I'll go first.
Okay. All right.
All right, one of our favorite people. Shout out to Weasel and your wife. I know she loves it when I shout her out too. We love both of you guys. Thank you very much for your support.
Yeah, I love shouting her out as well. My boy Walker, one of my oldest OG homies. Love you, champ.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Clam. You're a real one. Love you. Keep it up. You're great.
Trash bins. an OG and our first podcast guest. I'll never stop
friend
saying
of the
that.
Show.
I mean, yeah, you earned it. God damn it.
It's you've earned it for life. Shout out to Nick. We love you. We know your name. We know where you live. We know everything about you. Please never unsubscribe.
Yeah, yeah. If you unsubscribe, we will dox you. Just kidding. We would never do that.
No, we're just kidding.
unless. Protagon, an absolute OG from back in the motherfucking day. Thank you, champ.
Hell yeah. And last but certainly not least, one of our favorite guys, Shalom Guy, shout out. You are a great presence in the Discord. Thank you very much for your support.
Ooh-wee! That's a fucking squad right there.
Yeah, hell yeah. If you want to join the few, the brave, the real and not AI-generated, you can also give us a sinister $6 on Patreon, and we'll give you a shout-out and other goodies in the future, but for now, just a shout-out.
Yeah. This is the ground floor of support. We expect nothing out of you, but we expect a lot out of ourselves to deserve your
as soon as the investor money comes rolling in, we'll throw a pizza party or something. I don't know.
Yeah, pizza parties for everyone.
Hell yeah. Okay. I think that's all we got for today. This is we went a bit long, but you know what? It was a good episode. We're fired up. And we got another special thing for you guys next week, so stay tuned.
Fuck. I think I don't remember the old episode. What was that supposed to be? Like 9 or like 12 or something?
It was 12. I want to say 12.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't remember what we said. I remember it was a good episode, which I was pissed. But I think this one is better.
We reused a little bit of it. I took some stuff from my old notes, and we made it work. And,
okay, fair enough.
I'm sure there'll be more to talk about in the future, because the AI stuff is... I don't know. It's not here to stay, but it will stay for at least a little while. So we'll have more to say about it as things come out.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of overlap with a lot of these episodes. But I mean, anyways, fuck tech bros. Stay Gucci. And yeah. Be well. Touch a blade of grass or don't. I mean, I'm not your dad.
Hell yeah. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Fucking A. Good fight. Good night.